Chavches Nisan, April, May 3rd. We're on page Kuf Beis. Now, this section is Chinuch LeAmuna, preparing oneself, training oneself, initiating oneself to Amuna. So, the Mishnah that we're focusing on is Akina V'Ataiva Kovid Matzinas Adam Na'olam, and Revolve is a fascinating diuk or insight from the Rambam, that the way the Rambam explains drives you from the world is because it drives you from your amuna, which means losing one's amuna is losing one's world. And then he goes on to explain how each of these does that. Pursuit of material pleasure is from a different realm. In pursuit of ruchnias, and if he's caught up with the former, he's not going to be focused on the latter. They don't go together. So that ruins his amuna. I think in the next section we'll really see why that is. I can't really be preoccupied with the goof and be preoccupied with Amuna. The next one was that if a person bases his life on kinna, it's all about what do people have and what do I deserve, and then you can't see hashkacha. Hashkacha is that everything in my life is ordained by Hashem, and it's meant to be, and so on. If everything in my life is, well, if the other guy has it, I don't. It's totally the opposite of Emunah. So now the last two paragraphs. Hamevinu on Kufbeis. Hamevinu makiki olam azeh olam ha'avoda. Person who understands and recognizes that this world is the world of work, of service. V'chi gemul ha'tzadikim shomor lahem la'olam ha'bo dafka. And that the reward for tzadikim is reserved for them in olam ha'avo specifically. Chazal say Hayom la asosam macher la kabel scharam. The pasuk says Asher Anochi mitzavos chem Hayom, that I command you today to do mitzvahs. So Chazal say Hayom is the era of doing. Macher, tomorrow, is a different realm. Is the area of reward. The place, the time of service and time of reward are two different eras. So the place of reward is Olam Haba. So one who recognizes that nizar ma'od milirdov achar kavod. So he spoke about kinna and taiva, now he's talking about kavod. So he's very careful about running after honor. I don't think he quotes it here, but Yisrael Salanti used to say when people gave him kavod, it was like sticking him with needles. He didn't want it. Atu milta zutrasa azharas harosh ba'aruchos chayim. Is it a small thing what the Rosh warns us in Aruchos Chaim? He has the Rosh has these one-line muster statements, or just general life guidance statements. So he has a line: "V'tira shalot tekabel schar ba'olam hazeh." Be afraid, be worried not to receive your reward in olam hazeh. Simple one-line statement, but person says, "Be careful! Don't. This is the place of avoda, not the place of cashing in." We learned years ago the Maimer from Rabbi Yosef Leib Bloch, the whole medrash about the poor family, and they basically cashed in on their Olam Haba and Olam Hazeh. It was such a great, it was only a small, taking a small pay, but she insisted he give it back and so on. That's Mamash, this concept.
This is talking about Kabbalah.
Yeah, but it could be in anything. He's applying it to Kabbalah. That Heichan Advar Magiyim Mevar Rabbeinu Yonah LeBashalom Sefer Hayira. How far this matter goes, Rabbeinu Yonah explains in the Sefer Hayira, which is a small sefer of his. Ba'odo beBeisak Nesses Ayudav Adivrei Cholim Adam VeAfki B'Shas Kriyas HaTorah. When you're still in shul, don't speak mundane matters with people, even during Kriyas HaTorah. VeIm Yeshu Etzlo Ben Adam Medabrim. So if people are sitting near him who are talking. Yaniya, so this is, he gives a little ruse. Yaniya besvasa v'yidama et atzmo k'mespalo. So how should he avoid talking with them? He should move his lips and pretend that he's davening. V'al yispar lomer eini medaber. You know, when he has that moment when he has to show that he's not going to talk, he shouldn't make the statement, I'm not talking. He should make it like he can't talk because he's davening. Ki kol ha'mespar k'matu nota l'scharo. A person who takes honor, takes glory, it's almost like he almost loses his schar. So very interesting. Rabbeinu Yonah gives an example of an instance where it would seem like the kavod is minimal, but he says to do it in a way that there's no sense of holier than thou, or that people would even be able to tell that he's holding himself to a better standard. If so, kam harodif achar kod rochakul mi behirus be'emunas olam haba. So, if the warnings we get from great Rishonim are be careful not to take kavod, even in the slightest, somebody who's running after kavod, how far is he from the belief in olam haba? He believes in olam haba and the great schar there, and he wants to maintain it. Why would he run after kavod in olam hazeh? That's such a simple point, but it's such a deep point. I feel like I have to run after kavod in olam hazeh. What does that mean? I think about olam haba. Nimtein lemeidim. We find ourselves learning the Pirush Rambam Hanal from the above Pirush of the Rambam. It was the top of the page. The Rambam in Pirush Mishnah. Olamo shel ha'adam hamatzuyin b'hasaga brura shel ruchnius. The world of a person, which is marked with a clear grasp of spirituality. B'hakaras hashkacha, with the recognition of Hashem's providence in guiding us. U'b'she'ifa l'chayi olam, and for a yearning for eternal life. I believe he's using those three phrases to be in contrast to taiva, kina, and kavod.
What are the three again?
Desire. So when he says yearning for ruchnias, that's the opposite of desire. He wants the spiritual, not the physical. A recognition of Hashem's hashkacha is the opposite of kina. Kina means, why does he have that? Life is not fair, life is no good. Doesn't see Hashem taking care of him and taking care of everybody. And she'ifa l'chayol, and the yearning for eternity, especially like in light of what we learned from the Geshem HaChayim, a person's yearning for olam haba, in people who misplace that yearning, they make statues to themselves and monuments and so on, because it really, the yearning for kavod can come from the inner sense that a person wants olam haba. A person wants eternity. He wants to be greater than his... Yeah, that was his way of showing that people really intuitively feel olam haba. They don't know what to do with it because their ideology doesn't line up. So they try to make kavod for them. So a person does need eternal kavod, but the eternal kavod is olam haba. It doesn't need people in this world to make monuments and plaques and so on. So zoi emuna, so those things, that's his emuna. Right, the Rambam was saying that those the negative pursuits destroy his emuna because those are the things we need. Hataiva hakina v'akavod. Yeah, he puts it in that order. Matzian es adam me'olam hazeh, take him from this world. Hachinuch le'emuna hu eifo. So, at any rate, the chinuch for emuna is simas lev tamidus lebal nashsis es chayenu al taiva kina v'akavod. To constantly pay heed that we're not establishing, not like placing, making the foundation of our lives on taiva kina v'akavod. What's driving a person to do the things he does? He should always ask, is it those things? Amarnu, we said, kikoch amunahu lismoch al azulos v'lachsha bochinam. We said that the faculty of amuna is to trust others, trust someone else, and not to needlessly be suspicious of him. Ma'avilas himidas hachshad. How foolish. I mentioned it in the Malbim holds that the word avil doesn't really mean foolish. It means agnostic, but the way it's used is a fool. How foolish is the mida of suspicion? Hachonekes kol regesh achva v'kirva sadas mava'eres kol mida tova mikerva chevra ha'enoshes, which strangles all feelings of fraternity and closeness, and destroys all mida, good midos from human society. I remember Zalig Epstein was once talking about what regimes did to people more than anything else, is that they stole like social connection, because nobody could trust anybody else. They was afraid of being turned in. Mm-hmm. Right, exactly what he was talking about. He actually told the story with one of the great rabbanim, whose own child turned in. So v'zeh ha'umlo, this unfortunate person, ha'choshed b'chol kosher, v'chol re'ah, who suspects every kosher person. It means there's no reason to suspect this person. The person is well-meaning, but he's suspicious. And every friend, Ha'al gedole olam lo yifsa velo yachshud gam bahem, will he not step on gedole olam too and not be suspicious? If everything is suspect, and no one can be trusted, so he's not going to trust Masora either. Not going to trust anybody. Yishal she'ela v'lo yachshad esameshiv. He'll ask a shayla. You don't think he'll be suspicious of the response? Hanargan hamafrid. Hanargan is a kvetch. He's basing that on a pasuk. Kvetch separates people. A person who's always kvetching makes like a separation among people. Lo yachshad gamas avosav. Only trust, he'll distrust his ancestors, v'sakadmonim kulam, and everybody from before. So, talk about why emunah is needed, we'll see you next week.